Simply Done, the podcast network.
Are you mentally retarded?
No, I'm not mentally retarded. Can you fix that for me, please?
Why don't you fix it your fucking self?
Well, look.
She's not your fucking slave. You fix it your fucking self. Oh, Jesus.
No fucking legs. Step.
Were you telling your legs to move right there?
There. Stay.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal, Don Barris.
And, of course, the Scare Master, Scary Perry.
Mole is on assignment. Well, actually, Mole is shooting a movie or something. And so he asked for this week off. And so what we're doing is we're not going to do a full show today. Okay. We're just going to say hi and let you know a couple real interesting things that's going on with the Big Three. What are you looking at me for?
I just...
You don't need to read anything.
No, I'm putting shit away.
There's no $10 shout-outs. There's no... of course, there's no Perry's
no
movie time.
No $10 shout-outs because... Why?
Because we're not doing a show today.
All right.
We're just saying
Nick
hello.
Nick made remark that, that there were a lot of shout-outs this week.
Your manager said
yeah.
that. Well,
yeah.
He was really incorrect on that one. Okay. What's that box you brought there?
Somebody mailed me a box, and it's got a ton of shit.
Let me see what it says.
Okay.
Throw it here.
There was nothing inside it but packing paper.
Gay info inside for Perry Caravello. Gay. We look forward to see you and your husband, Randy. Thank you for your interest. Man-on-man festivities in Omaha. Perry inside is an invitation to Omaha Gay Pride Festival for Perry Caravello, gay info inside, and
look
for
at how
Perry
it, look,
Caravello,
look at how it's,
gay.
Look at how it's addressed to
Perry and Randy Caravello.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
What did the people at your post office box say?
They said nothing to me. They just had me sign for it.
They didn't snicker at you or anything like that?
No.
So you get a lot of this stuff. You get a lot of this stuff.
I don't get a lot of it, but it comes in.
Well, anyway, so that's interesting.
Here's
so why'd you bring it here?
Well, because this is the show, and I figured that...
Let me see.
Here's the other thing that came to me.
This came to you, too?
Yes.
There's no reading anything.
Oh, okay.
You know, the bosses upstairs have said no... Perry's movie time, so...
No Perry's movie time, no sexcapades, none
no
of that
sex,
shit?
No sexcapades today.
Okay.
That's still going. You know, we're just going to make an announcement on some of the things going on, upcoming Big Three events and things like that, and what the future holds. I would like to do one thing that I normally don't do. Vince, if you could come in here real quick. Now... As you know, Vince has been working as their sound guy and was on the show a while back. And people just hate Vince. I don't know why. They just
why
hate
do they
it.
Hate Vince?
I have no idea. Vince is a nice guy. Sure, he's dull as can be, but he's a nice guy.
Dig the T-shirt, Vince.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah.
It seemed like I would say every single comment about you being on the show, Vince, was that of... Don't ever let him on again. We hate Vince. And I thought it was a little unfair. There was one that wasn't just attacking you. And they were pretty interested in how you built your telescope. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that for the one guy.
Okay, to the one guy. What I do is grind down in my primary mirror. It took about 80 hours. It's a concave mirror. It's a 6-inch piece of plasticine, and I ground it down and into the shape, and then smoothed it out, and then I had to aluminize it.
Oh, Jesus! No wonder people hate you. Go back to the sound room, okay? I'm sorry. What are you still sitting there for?
Sorry, Don.
Get the fuck out of here, Vince. And as far as I'm concerned, we will never have Vince on again. That was maybe the final time you ever hear Vince.
But Vince is a nice kid. I mean, you know, you hired him to do his job.
Shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Perry, I don't even know if we're going to go on. I really don't. I'm really tired of you insulting Mary Jane.
I haven't insulted Mary Jane.
What'd you say she looked like today? What'd you say she looked like today? When you first
saw... I didn't say anything nasty.
You didn't say anything nasty?
No.
Well, we have a recorder on the roof, so I heard everything you said.
What is the... I got to hear what it says.
Okay, you didn't say you look really nice for someone that doesn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
You think that's the way to talk to Mary Jane?
She doesn't lift weights. Workout.
No,
she doesn't work out like one of us bodybuilders down at the
one of us bodybuilders.
Yeah,
you're a bodybuilder. You're a bodybuilder.
Well, because of the neck surgery, I backed off a bit. But
when's the last time you lifted weights?
I'm thinking about a month, a little over a month.
A month.
Because of my neck, I have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, I'll be honest with you. The way you treat Mary Jane, the way you treat me. Last week, I tried to get you to shut the fuck up. No, listen to me.
Okay,
I tried to get you to shut the fuck up. You kept it going. After the show, I continued to tell you and explain to you like a human being something that I don't believe that you know how to handle when someone treats you like a human being. Because I tried to tell you, Perry, this is why I don't want you to do this. You continued to do it. Then you mocked me. So instead of yelling, I took you out in the hall. And then what did you do to me in the hall?
I don't remember.
You tried to take a fucking punch at me.
I'm sorry.
And then I put you down in 2 seconds.
I'm so sorry.
I had your arm above your head, and I said, if you don't apologize, I'm going to punch you in the ribs as hard as I can.
Don.
And you said to me within seconds, I'm sorry. Now, I don't like doing that to you. I don't like proving what a little girl you are, how feminine you act. I don't like that.
Feminine?
Yeah. I mean...
No, it's because of the neck problem.
Okay, but you can try to take a punch at me. You're lucky I don't punch you the fuck out. You really are.
So you're going to take a disabled guy and beat the shit out
of
him?
Oh, so you can punch me. You can throw a punch at me.
Yeah, a punch that would feel like a $5 or a 5-pound weight.
Okay, Perry, did you take a punch at me, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't see why that's wrong.
I know it's wrong.
So just because...
I'm sorry.
Because you're a pussy.
Dude.
Because you're a little pussy, you can get away with it. Oh, my neck. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. And then what'd you do the next day?
I don't remember.
I do. The next day, you spoke with your friend, and you asked him to try to sue me. And what did he tell you?
I did.
What did he tell you?
God.
What did he tell you?
Don't even attempt to sue Don Barris. It won't work.
Right.
Stupid fucking move.
Absolutely. But what he's really saying is this. Don't try to sue Don Barris now.
No.
Because there's no money that we'll get. Yeah. Okay, Perry.
Ever again.
Okay, but the point is.
Because there's no way it would ever pay off. If I ever tried to sue you, ever.
Okay.
It's like trying to sue Disney. You know how hard it is to try to sue Disney?
This is coming from a guy that's trying to sue Arnold Schwarzenegger, the United States government,
I'm not
the Catholic
trying to sue
Church.
Arnold.
You and your friends are trying to do that.
My friends?
Yes.
Well, okay.
You're not part of that.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so again, you can't even remember your own story. The advice you're getting that he's not going to sue me, that's because right now I don't have the money. Or there's no company attached or no big names attached to me. Okay, Perry, I'm just to the point of I understand what you do. I understand what you're going to do. I see the future. You don't. And I don't know if I want to risk and work my ass off.
You are absolutely incorrect.
All right. Well, you know, we have a big thing with Jash.com. If you're not familiar with Jash, that's jash.com. Now, I've tried to explain this to you before, and these are people that what they're going to do is we're going to get a weekly show. It's going to be live, but what we're going to be doing is introducing tape segments. Most of the tape segments are going to be the history of the Big Three, because we've gotten tons and tons of requests for when can we see some of that back footage of the Big Three. All right, okay. So we're going to be doing a live podcast. I don't know when that's going to be. It could be Sunday nights. I know that sounds crazy, but Sunday nights, maybe Sunday afternoon, Sunday early evening, somewhere in there where we go live and we'll introduce some great things. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to make money off that. We're going to make money on the iTunes thing because, as you know, when we started this project 20-some years ago, we all agreed that we could record our phone calls. You never saved the phone calls. Thank goodness I did.
I don't have a way to
save okay, the phone well, calls the way point, you do. The point is thank goodness I did. Because of our agreement and mm-hmm. trying to do this together, what we now have is we have some people that want to put this up on iTunes.
20 years of phone calls.
Okay, well, yeah. And there's some really crazy stuff.
There's some nutty
right.
nutty shit on the
and
phone.
And I was listening to some of it. So what the fans are going to start seeing, they're going to start seeing a lot of the history of this. We're going to find out about Sheba, your first girlfriend.
She's not my first girlfriend. First girlfriend in around you.
Yeah. So you're now admitting that she was a girlfriend. You not only made love to her, but she was a girlfriend.
A girl slash friend. She was not my girlfriend. She was.
Did
a
you make
girl.
Love to her?
I had sex with her. I didn't make love to her. You can call it making love, okay. but when you're not in love, it's not making love to her.
But the point is that now we've talked about Sheba on the podcast before, but now the fans are going to get a chance to see some of this video footage because, yes, you guys were lovers.
Yeah, that bony twig.
But you also fought a lot. And do you remember the time that she pulled a knife on you?
Oh, God.
Okay, so there's a lot of that kind of fun stuff. That's 20 years of the Big Three and lots of fun videos. Well, on this jash.com, they are going to try to put something up against Funny or Die, and they've got a lot of big celebrities. Well, we have a show on there. And right now, as it seems, and I don't want to get people really hyped up about this because we don't have the plane tickets in hand, but we're going to Sundance with Jash.com. I hope I'm saying it right, but it is jash.com. And they're going to send us to Sundance, and we're going to do it on that Friday, January 18th at midnight, so really Saturday morning, but Friday evening, we're going to be doing a midnight podcast from Sundance. Then we're going to be doing, on Sunday the 20th, another podcast. So Jash is our first step. Then we're going to put all those phone calls that we agreed upon doing, we're going to put those up on iTunes. We're going to make
like
these
the Crank Yankers?
Yeah, kind of like, except it's without us. The puppets, and it's us.
Right.
And what that'll do is we'll be putting together all these stories, and I'm telling you, there's some funny, funny stuff. That's the future. But now, as I told you before, everyone is afraid to work with you, Perry. And your insanity and your behavior, you took a punch at me last Sunday because I tried to tell you as a man why you can't fucking say the shit you do on the podcast. I tried to tell you that. You mocked me. I take you out in the hallway outside the studio here at a secret location in West Hollywood, California to try to tell you, Perry, we can't do this. And I figure if we're in the studio, there's other people in other studios here that are going to hear me, and I don't want them to hear me. And what do? You try to punch me. Now, Perry.
I made a stupid move.
You made a stupid move, and then you made even a dumber move by going over and talking to your friend, the disbarred lawyer, and asking him to sue me. Now, you told me that. Nick told me that. You didn't go up to him that next day. Or that evening, after you talked to Nick and you were brought down.
I called.
And you did not say that you wanted to sue me.
I called and he said.
Did you say to him?
Yes.
All right. Well, Perry, what am I supposed to do? We've got all these things lined up, which also means more listeners, which means that we're going to make money, which means that then once we get more fans, we can do the second movie. All this stuff is being lined up, and you and your
stupid... And I would never,
bit-ass behavior is fucking it up. You would never what?
I would never do what I asked about.
You would, too.
Not now.
You would, too.
No way.
What do you mean, no way? We've been telling you for months and months not to do it. I'll listen, but you're a fucking liar. You have no control. You are a moron. The minute you get mad because I made you look like a pussy, because you tried to take a punch at me, and in seconds, I didn't break your neck. I grabbed you by the arm. I put you on the ground. I held your arm above your head, and I said, I'm going to punch you in the ribs if you don't apologize this second. Before I could finish the word second, you were saying you were sorry. All right, I can see why you walked away feeling a little like a little fucking pussy. I understand
it's
that.
It's not feeling like a little fucking pussy. It's feeling like, look, I have a neck problem.
All right, fine.
I have no balance.
But all right.
I am.
Then why are you taking a swing at me then?
Because I'm stupid.
All right, you're stupid. And what am I supposed to do? Let you hit me? If I didn't dodge the fucking first punch, you would have hit me. If I didn't dodge the second punch, you would have hit me. But what I did is when you threw the second punch, I grabbed you by...
Second punch?
You tried to fucking come at me twice. You missed on the first punch, and then you kept coming at me like a fucking bull.
I'm shocked because I thought there was only one swing.
Well, there was two.
It was
the second one,
shit.
I caught it, and I put you on the ground. Did I or did I not?
Yeah,
I outpower you? Am I stronger than you?
Don.
Am I stronger than you? Yes or no?
That's a stupid question.
It isn't a stupid
question.
That's
a very stupid.
I'll accept that question. I need an answer.
Here.
Am I stronger than you?
Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna say that's a stupid question with a guy that had a fucking blood clot pulled out of the back of his neck. Year ago.
All right. So no one's supposed
to.
I'm not supposed to protect myself against
you
trying to punch
yourself,
me.
You protect yourself, but
you tried to punch me. You fuck. Did I punch you? No.
No.
I put you on the ground. I said, if you don't apologize, I'm going to punch you in the ribs.
But she gave me a good. But she gave me a good wrestling hold, which was commendable.
I could have killed you, Perry. I don't. But I'm tired of you fucking doing this. Then you go to your friend and you ask to sue me. And then after that, then you get online and you start telling people that you're done and you start making threats to me. And what have I told you?
Wrong.
You were absolutely wrong, but it continues on. The next day, I get a call from Jash.com, those people. What's going on with Perry? What's going on with Perry? Your fucking stupidity is hurting you and hurting the project. And I keep putting my time and effort into this, and you keep doing the same fucking stupid things. When is it going to stop? I can't continue to make promises. You're fine. And then you go online and tell people that you're out of your fucking mind and you've quit the show again. These people are putting money into this, you fucking idiot.
I can't fuck it up. I can't fuck it up.
And yet you continue to do that. What am I supposed to say?
Say exactly what you just said.
What are you going to say to me to make me believe that that's not going to happen
again?
I'm
sorry.
That's it.
What do you expect? What would you like me to say? Could you make a suggestion?
Because
I mean, I'm speechless. I was absolutely positively wrong. I don't remember why I took a swing at you.
I can tell you why. I came out there and I told you to shut the fuck
up. Other than the fact that you grabbed my jacket.
I didn't know. Your jacket was grabbed after you took the swing. And I pushed you.
You pulled me out.
That's when you tried. I took you outside there because I thought if we're in the studio, it's quiet in here and nobody can hear us. If we're in the hallway, other people that are putting on shows, they're going to be able to hear us if we're in the hallway. And I thought, that way, you're going to be quiet, and I'm going to be quiet. I don't want to kill you, but you were mocking me in here when I'm trying to tell you something.
I was playing. I was stupid.
But you're not playing. You're just being stupid.
Stupid.
So what do I do, Scaremaster? Tell me what I do, because all you do is keep fucking it up. All right. Here's one way I'd be willing to forget the whole thing. we shoot a video with you, and we have some gay guy fuck you, and we fit.
You're out of your fucking mind.
All right, that's
God. What... You're fucking a faggot.
No, that's for that. All right, Perry. That's just a first suggestion.
Oh my fucking God. That's why I don't want to work with you.
Okay, but Perry, have we ever... I'm a homosexual.
You're a homosexual. Yeah, because I've all you
never,
keep doing
in 20
is...
years, I've never seen you with a girl. I've never seen you with
You've
a girlfriend.
You've seen me with Terry.
Terry, who never fucked you.
Oh, God.
She's your beard, Perry.
She's what?
She's a beard for you.
Okay, she's a beard for me because she's an older woman.
Okay, but and I've never seen you in a relationship. Have you seen me in relationships, yes or no?
Only this one.
You've never seen me with anybody else?
No.
Well, then you're pretty stupid because you've come on to other girlfriends of mine. Oh, your neck's hurting now?
Well, not now. It's been hurting all day.
Okay, so what you do is this. Like a little fucking pussy, everything revolves around your neck. Should we not?
Yeah, because of the neck surgery.
Should we not do the show anymore because of your neck? Should we end this whole project because of your neck? But that's an excuse for everything. I want people out there, as I said, this is a short show. We're not doing a whole thing. I just wanted to come on and tell you about Jash, JASH.com, and how it looks like right now we're going to be at the Sundance Film Festival on the 18th and the 20th doing live podcasts. So if you are in the area, please come by and watch us. Yes, Perry.
When do we fly out to...
Perry, nothing is for sure. When we have that ticket in hand, then I can tell you. Am I fucking with you? It would probably be Friday. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know. Yes.
The Sundance, is it in Colorado or in Utah?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Why?
Because, Perry... That's the least important thing. Does it matter?
Well, I would like to be prepared.
For what?
For the weather. What do you want me to do? Fly out there in shorts?
So you're going to go out in the Utah snow in shorts?
Oh, thank you.
Or are you going to go out in the Colorado snow in shorts?
I would go to both. I will ski on both slopes in shorts, but I'm not going to arrive there in shorts.
Okay, Perry, let's just do this. Whatever happens... plan on not bringing shorts to wear on the plane.
Okay.
It's a ski resort.
I know.
Okay. So what do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be cold or warm at this ski resort?
It'll be chilly. But okay. The reason why I said that I would go snow skiing in shorts because I used to snow ski in our local mountains.
Okay, but you continue to talk about your neck problem, this disability scam you continue to mention.
Scam?
And then you're going out there and you're skiing. You can't ski, dude. We're not going to be held responsible for you breaking your neck for the third time. Come on, Scaremaster. Use your fucking head. Well, anyway, as I said, this is a show that was going to be a very short podcast today. Quit sending the threatening letters about hating Vince and wanting him dead. We don't need that anymore. Perry.
How about hating me and wanting me dead?
Nobody does that.
It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter.
You look at the negative things. There's also a lot of people that say very nice things about you.
Yeah, I only wish my daughter would talk to me nicely.
What happened with that?
I'm having problems.
Do you want to talk about it now or do you want to save it for the next show?
Save it for some other time.
Why? What happened? She put a restraining order on you again?
No comment.
Do you think that there's a possibility that when Cookie Caramello was alive, that he was the one keeping you guys together, and when he passed away, she said, fuck it, I don't want my dad anymore. I have a stepfather, and that's who I look at as my father?
Well, she's looked at her stepfather as her father since she was 4 years old.
Right.
5 years old. But, my ignorance with my daughter was on certain times I would call and leave messages, but I would blow up at her. And
like, give me an example of how you would blow up. You'd leave a message and you'd say what? Give me an example.
I don't know, something stupid.
Give me an example.
Something stupid like why the fuck haven't I been called back? Where are you? What are you? You know, I'm brain dead right now because I don't even know what I said.
Okay. Well, you got to kind of understand her position.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand her position.
Okay. Well, then that's
good. Because I was this way with my own father.
Were you?
Yeah.
See, a divorce. A divorce is a tough thing.
Real quick, it was like there would be a time when I was supposed to get in contact with him, and it's like, oh, what the fuck do I need to talk to him for when we're not going to be able to hook up or see each other or whatnot? So I don't need to be involved with calling him when I have a competition that I'm practicing for.
What's your competition?
When I was skateboarding.
So you wouldn't call your dad?
Not always. No, there were times that I'd be out at empty pools in the desert skateboarding or at a skate park.
What I'd like you to do is this, okay? Not this show. I would like you next week to come back when Mole's here. I'd like you to tell a little bit more about your daughter. But this time, come in a little prepared. And listen to the song by Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. I believe
that's a great song.
I believe Ugly Kid Joe did a remake. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. So you can listen to both of them. But listen to that song. Come back. Tell us a little bit more about your daughter then. Because this is a quick show. We got to get through this real quick. The only reason we came on today is to talk about jash.com. JASH.com. Because we are having a webcast, because we're going to be going live with video and we're going to be introducing old clips and some new stuff. We'll be filming new stuff. Yes.
I don't know if we should announce this on the show, but
what's that?
Are we going to make money with jash.com? JASH.com.
Why would you ask that on the show?
Well,
what? I can't hear you.
You don't want me to talk on the show, so.
So why don't,
about the question?
Then why don't you?
All right, fuck it. I will say it on the show. If you want to cut it out, cut it out. Are we going to make money with Jash.com?
JASH.com.
Are we going to get paychecks?
What did I just tell you seconds ago? To not talk about that on the show, and then you come right back and you ask the same question.
Like I said, you can cut it out. I'm talking to you.
I don't do that. We only get two edits a show. So next week we'll have a full show. Before we go, is there anything else you want to say today, Perry?
If you guys are going to be sending me any more love letters or any more fan letters, send them in the P.O. Box number 9, Canoga Park, 91305.
Okay, this
is kind
of
like... If you're
going
to send me money, send it to Don Barris's mailing address. And Donald, give me the money.
What are you talking about? For the $10 shout-outs?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's straighten out something, because I saw something online. Someone sent
this
me...
box?
Listen to me. Someone sent a text message to me of you texting someone else. And they asked where to send the $10 shout-outs. And you replied to your address. The P.O. Box.
There was somebody that...
Okay, Perry. I've told you a million times, don't do that.
Because I don't know
don't fuck with my money. Don't fuck with Mary Jane's money. Yes, Mary Jane.
Perry, if the fans ask you, tell them to go to where they listen to the Big Three podcast.
Okay.
It's
over Don's stuff.
It's on the website, the address.
All right.
It's, if you have a $10 shout out, it's this simple. You send $10, you send your shout out. It should be a short shout out, a paragraph long, and you send it to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
Oops. Yeah, I would have messed that up. I know it's 7510 Sunset. But I don't remember the P.O. box. That's okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, since this is a short show and we're going to be out of here, it's not really a show. It's just a kind of like, we didn't want to leave people in the cold. And all I wanted to do was to kind of let you know about jash.com, J-A-S-H.com. I also like to say, if you want to help the show out, send us some money. We really need money because
we need sponsors too.
Yeah, we need sponsors. And I was going to say that, but we have one sponsor now, and that's for a Thai restaurant here in West Hollywood. It's What the Huck. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. Now, Perry has heard this commercial over and over. Why don't you tell him a little bit about What the Huck, Perry?
What the Huck is a Thai restaurant over here in West Hollywood, California.
That's exactly what I just said.
Let me finish, please.
Okay. They do have the no Perry crapping in the bathroom policy.
Which
customers there are loving. So don't forget about that.
Perry
is not allowed to crap in their bathroom.
In there enough.
Give the fucking phone number.
323-654-7952.
Pretty good. That's What the Huck. 323-654-7952.
I don't know it in Spanish.
Okay, then don't say it in Spanish.
Tres o tres.
Okay, stop. So Perry is right. We do need sponsors. Sophia, if you want to sponsor this show.
And also, Barack Obama, if you're listening to this show, sponsor us. Sponsor us. Help us out. Sponsor us.
Okay. Why would the President of the United States sponsor a
podcast?
Because
he's been contacting me and asking me certain things about getting back in touch with him, so that's why I just...
Wait a minute. He's been getting in touch with you?
Yeah.
How's he been getting in touch with you?
He's been he's been sending me emails to send a $3 donation to his campaign and all that garbage.
Okay, stop it. I'm trying to be serious. We're looking for honest-to-goodness sponsors, and we need money to keep this thing going. If you're not a business and you don't need to sponsor anything, but you want to help out, don't forget the PayPal account. Look for the PayPal account. Do you know what that PayPal account is? Go to our website and you can click on it. Yeah. What is the address for the website, Mary Jane?
www.thebig3podcast.com. That's the number 3.
And that'll take you to our website if you've never seen it before. Some people just listen on iTunes. But go to the website. You can get that. Push the PayPal button and make a donation. We need money to keep stupid boy here. Because all that's happening is money's coming out of my pocket. And I don't want to talk about money like Perry does. But if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm on Twitter at SimplyDon1. That's the number 1. Perry, you are at...
Also at Twitter at ScaryPerry818.
Don't forget Walter Molininski Mole. He's at The Real Molininski. John Quincy Adams is at JQA Productions.
Facebook, I'm not sure how to go on to my Facebook page, but I know the picture is of myself in my leather jacket, my fedora brim with the Andrew Dice Clay picture.
You're in a picture with Andrew Dice Clay?
Well,
by the way, Andrew Dice Clay was just on Joe Rogan's podcast and talked about me. So if you want, listen to the Andrew Dice Clay, hear a little bit about, I haven't even heard it yet, but listen to a little bit about Dice in Our Days. I was also on the Ari Scheifer Skeptic Tank. I'm going to be coming on talking about road rage, something that Perry has.
I don't have road rage. Yeah.
Every Monday, the Ding Dong Show at the World Famous Comedy Store. Also, we've been doing the Death Squad podcast with the Ding Dong Show. And so before ours, they have a Death Squad secret show that is recorded before our show, like from 8 till about 9:30. Then we come on at 10 o'clock. They record the first part, and then we put on Ding Dong Show. That's every Monday night. Oh, also, every single night, you can catch me at the Comedy Store. I close things out. Now, today, in closing, what I'd like to do is I'd like to, I don't know why, but this song always makes me feel good. It was a song by Kenny G. It was a Christmas song. Not a Christmas song, but it's Auld Lang Syne, the Millennium track, I guess. It's just a good thing, and I, you know, after Christmas, I kept this in my heart, so I think that maybe we'll close that out with Kenny G today. Anything you want to say before we go, Perry?
Well, I don't know what song you're talking about, but...
Okay. It doesn't matter. Okay. Listen to the podcast. Anything you want to say, Mary Jane?
Hello.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet. Mole will be back next week. He'll be done with the movie, and so we'll have a full show next week. I just wanted to do something just to say hi, because I want to keep the fans. The people that have been with us, you are truly the best.
They are the best.
The $10 shout-outs are great. It's a big part of the show. Keeping in touch with Perry online is great. Everything you guys do is really wonderful.
Thank you.
I just wanted to put something out there, even though we weren't going to do a show. I thought we'd put something out there. And the people that complain because we didn't do a full show, go fuck yourselves, you stupid motherfuckers. Anyway, put it there, Perry. Big three. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here's Kenny G.
The first voice I spoke in the original phonograph. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Evacuate the city as Martians approach.
Never to go to war with one another again.
This country is at war with Germany.
December 7th, 1941.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling each Nazi that's in Russia today that Crimea doesn't pay.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt, stricken right
today. Who's that first? Yes. I mean, the fellow's name.
Who? The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
Who is on first?
Now, what are you asking me for?
Reports were that Germany tell of horrors leading to the total extermination of the Jews of Europe.
The Iron Curtain has descended across the country.
Jackie Robinson goes to bat for the first time in a
major. Old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog and our little girl Tricia, the six-year-old, named Chuck.
Are you a member of the Communist Party?
Oh, a cop, eh?
Or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
A giant caterpillar! A giant caterpillar!
A giant
caterpillar!
Baby, you're the greatest.
Applause for Sun Recording artist Elvis Presley.
I'd like to thank all those wonderful folks, and I'd like to thank you, too.
Three other seniors were killed today in the crash of a light plane.
American Bandstand. And now here he is, the star of our show, Dick Hunt!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
They're standing up, waiting to see if Maris is going to hit number 61.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Happy birthday.
Wondering how and why Marilyn Monroe died.
Something has happened in the motorcade.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m.
Lee Harvey Central. Oswald was shot.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
And I say segregation now.
What we have foremost in common is that enemy.
Segregation tomorrow.
The white man.
And segregation forever.
He's an enemy to all of us.
I have a dream today.
I'm about to sign into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
The Beatles.
I have today ordered to Vietnam the Air Mobile Division. Additional forces will be needed later, and they will be sent.
Very sad news for all of you. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
As he said many times, many parts of this nation, some men
sense, see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's a free concert from now on.
We must be in heaven, man!
Four persons, including two women, were shot and killed in Ohio today. Hundreds of students were involved as national...
There will be a killer and a thriller and a killer when I get the gorilla in Manila.
Concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
The left-handed field, that ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Here's Johnny.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon
an
tomorrow.
An absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Live from New York, it's Saturday.
Elvis Presley died today at Baptist Hospital in Memphis.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room. He was dead on arrival.
Today marks day number 64 in the hostage crisis in Iran.
Hi, Diana Francis. Take the Philip Charles Arthur George.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
A disease striking primarily in the gay community called acquired immune deficiency.
Off of the 25th space shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roger, Challenger.
We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye, and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
As much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I don't think it was wrong.
We did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
I think it was a neat idea.
Everyone on Sesame Street is always talking about love. Yuck.
Pictures of Berliners from east and west standing atop the wall with chisels.
The skies over Baghdad have been illuminated.
Read my lips.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orrin Val James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being.
Princess Diana died of injuries suffered in a car accident.
I'm Ellen, and I'm gay.
Yeah, baby!
It is 62, folks, and we have a new home run champion, Mark McGwire.
Welcome. You've got mail.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
This vast right-wing conspiracy conspiring against my husband.
Let me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. I need to go back to work for the American people.
The young killers of Columbine High School do not stand for the spirit of America. We can rise up and we can say no more.
Let the word go forth from this time and place that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
Oh, that was so good. I really love that song. That was Kenny G and his Auld Lang Syne, the Millennium Mix. It just, I love the way it puts 100 years of history and takes all those sound bites. You get caught up in it, and I really loved it. I hope it isn't too corny to put on the podcast, but today was a short show, so I thought, well, let's do something a little different. So I hope it wasn't too crazy, but I love that. Now I'm going to do something else. I'm going to add one more song before we close up today's show. This is from a friend of mine. He is a huge fan of not only the podcast, but the movie. Very good friend of mine. Jeff Miro.
Mr. Meow Meow.
What? Mary Jane? What?
Mr. Meow Meow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You call Jeff Mr. Meow Meow.
Yes, Mr. Meow Meow.
Well, anyway, he wrote this song, and he actually had the lead singer of Mole's favorite band, Boston, not because it was Mole's favorite band that he did it, but he knew Brad Delp, and he had him sing this song before he passed away. And it's a song called Everybody Says I Love You. And I know he'll appreciate, or maybe not, maybe he'll try to sue me like Perry. But this is his song, and he was very proud of it. You can get it on iTunes.
Good job, Mr. Meow Meow.
Everybody says I love you. Everybody says I love you. What do they mean to say I love you? Everybody says I love you. Everybody says I love you. What do they mean to say I love you? I'll tell you what they mean. Say I love you. I'm starving to death, I can't eat a bite. So when I go to bed, I can't sleep at night. I can't think straight, I'm going insane. The blood runs hot all through my veins. The left is right, the wrong's on my brain. It means I love you. Love you. Everybody says, everybody says, everybody says, I love you. A scene, I can scream and shout, tell you what it's all about. I love so easy. Can you get it through your head, through the little words I said? Even when you cruel, baby, I play the fool. Does anybody mean what they say, like I do, to say I love you? What do they mean to say I love you? I tell you what they mean to say I love you.
Oh, that was great. Thanks, Jeff. Anyway, to kind of close things out, we have two cast members from the Ding Dong Show. I have from Tokyo, Japan, Aiko Tanaka.
Hello, America.
And of course, you know her as the producer on the Big Three podcast, the beautiful Mary Jane.
Hello.
Anyway, I'd like to put a challenge to you, Aiko. I'd like you to teach Mary Jane a Japanese phrase that everyone in our audience can use. Can you do that?
Okay.
Okay, the phrase is, I love the Big Three podcast.
Oki-san no podcast.
Oki-san no podcast.
Aishiteru.
Aishiteru. Aishiteru Oki-zawa podcast.
What is she doing it right?
She was doing perfect. I thought she was Japanese.
You didn't.
Yay!
Ohayo. How's that?
Ohayo. It's for the morning.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Okay, say it one more time so everyone out there can learn this Japanese phrase, I love the Big Three podcast.
Oki-san no podcast aishiteru.
Oki-san no podcast owa.
That was good?
Yeah, that was excellent.
Okay, so if you are in Japan, say that phrase, and people will know that you are cool. Once again, it's your pal Don, Aiko Tanaka, and Mary Jane. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
FTTPN, simply done.